Ashe baba bamboku rabatuku. Iba baba randa rara banduku njino no no mori bandaka. Iba baba rasito no borri baba rode la la bondeku. All right now, come on, wake up, wake up, wake up again. Praise God and bless the name of the Lord, everyone. Again, this is Evangelist Victoria Simon from Mountaintop Faith Ministries. Again, Bishop Clinton House and Dr. Mary House are our leaders. And we just want to give praise and glory and honor for you being on this call this morning. You didn't have to sign on. I'm just trying to do some spiritual wake up. God is saying it's time for us to spiritually wake up. It's time for us to open up our mouths and to give God praise and glory and honor. It's time to get busy for Jesus and stop sitting on our hands. And now, in the name of Jesus, let us go before the Lord in prayer. Let us go before the Lord with an understanding. This week on Monday, I was in thought. And as I was in thought, God just put one word on my mind, and that one word was overcomer. And so I asked the Lord, what was he referencing? And he led me to the book of Revelation, verse 3 and 5. And I know, don't worry, I believe we are all spiritually mature enough to hear what the Lord is saying to us in this text. In Revelation 3 and 5, in the NASB version, he said, he who overcomes will thus be clothed in white garments, and I will not erase his name from the book of life. I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. And as I read that, I was wondering, Lord, what are you saying to me? And I found it very interesting. I'm going to share a little something with you. As I heard the one word overcomer and I read the scripture, I had someone that works with me in the ministry. She called me. And she said she was troubled and she wanted to just run something by me. And she has two daughters and a niece. And her niece called her and told her some things that she had a dream about her daughter. And she said, your daughter is, you know, not walking upright before the Lord, is not, you know, and saying all of these things to her. And she said it was troubling to her because God did not reveal that to her. And God has not shown. She prays for her children on a regular basis. And as we began to talk, and she said, you know, if that had been a couple of weeks ago, or not a couple of weeks, a couple of years ago, she said, that would have really troubled me. Hearing her say all of those things, she said, I would have went into prayer and I would have been fighting something that I didn't even know I was fighting, what I was fighting. And she said, but now that I have matured, that I have spiritually grown, I now know, hey, let me go to God, not in such a aggressive way, fighting demons and going off of what somebody else did. But she said, I have become spiritually mature enough to know, hey, let me seek wisdom. Let's talk about this. Let me figure this out before I start fighting, getting in fights in the spirit realm that I don't have to get involved with. And I thought, you know what? I shared with her this scripture that God had just put on my heart. We're overcomers. And I shared with her and I said, you made a statement that a couple of years ago, you would have gone a different direction. You would have worried. Fear would have gripped your heart. You would have been consumed with what she said and overwhelmed for no reason. I said, but you said that you had a peace about you. When she spoke it, she said she had a peace about her. And so that peace, I let her know that by God giving me that word overcomer, I said, you're an overcomer. And what God was saying, I just want you to know you're an overcomer. You're no longer walking in fear. You're no longer walking in concern or fret over what someone is saying. You now take a step back and you walk in God's wisdom. You now walk in God's peace. You have a different relationship with God. Your relationship has grown with him. And so now you're able to easily overcome things. You don't take things the way you used to take them. So for someone this morning that may need to just hear, guess what? Think about the things that used to trouble you that no longer bother you. Think about the things that the way you used to react to certain things, and now God has given you a certain peace. You know, when you go to work and your boss speaks to you one way, and you would have normally, you know, back in the day before we gave our lives to the Lord, we pray that you didn't cuss them out. And in this passage, it was saying, yeah, you know what? Even some of God, what God was saying, what John was saying, is that people are still, even as Christians, still cussing folks out there acting like the world and not acting as if they have a relationship with God. But it's time for us now to start acting and being the example that Jesus wanted us to be. Act like you have a relationship with God. Let someone see the God in you. And when they see you out in the clubs partying and having a good time, and then you want to come up and minister to them, that's not going to work. But when they see you in the church, and when they see that your life has changed, and they want to know that, and they see you walking with a peace that they wish they had, and they're still troubled in the world. And God was saying, Jesus was saying, hey, you know what? I need you to be that example for me. I need you to be an overcomer. I need you to overcome that lifestyle that you once had. You're in the church now. I need you to be overcomers. I need you to walk upright before me. I need you not to dirty up your garments. I need you to be an example. Walk in my love. Walk in my peace. Show the people who I am through you. Unfortunately, some people may not even know Jesus except for the Jesus that lives in you. You might be the only church that they know, that they meet. And how will they know you? Because you will be an overcomer. The Bible says we are overcomers by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimonies. And so when someone comes up to you and they say, well, how did you overcome? And why are you this way? You're saying, I overcame by the help of Jesus Christ. I overcame by the blood of Jesus Christ. I no longer have a desire to do drugs. I no longer have a desire to drink. I no longer have a desire to be out in the club. I am changing my ways. I'm not going to be cussing my boss out and acting the fool on Facebook and posting all these crazy things and throwing up fingers at people on Facebook. And then you see me in the choir, or see me on the usher board, and people are looking at you like, but aren't you a child of God? Well, guess what? Also, what God was putting in my heart is because he was talking about those in the church, we need to be careful that we aren't in the church doing the same thing, walking in the churches and telling off the ushers and the greeters that are trying to seat us. That's not godly. That's not of God. We're still acting like the world. We have to show that we're overcomers. It's time for us to grow up and change our ways. It's time for us to take on the garment of praise. It's time for us to put our faith in God. So for this, some of us, we're just trying time for born-again Christian believers to change out our ways. And guess what? In that scripture, it says, and I'm going to wrap this up, in that scripture, it says that our names will be blotted out of the book. Our names will not be blotted out of the book of life. And that our name, that God, that Jesus will go and proclaim our name to the Lord. So we're going to walk in this temple that God has given us, and we're going to keep our garments clean. We're going to walk upright before the Lord, and we're going to serve the Lord with our whole hearts, our whole body, mind, and soul. We're going to act right before the Lord. We're going to give him something to be proud of as we present ourselves to others. We are overcomers. We are overcomers in every area of our lives. So this morning, I just want you to think about what you've overcome. Sometimes we live and we don't think about, we just keep living and we don't take time to reflect on what God brought us out of and what we are no longer dealing with. And if we're struggling today, it's time for us to make a conscious decision to change our ways and to walk upright before the Lord. God, there's nothing that we have done that God would say, hey, I'm going to take your name out of that book of life. You have accepted, once you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior, he is not going to remove. Your name was added
and he is not going to remove your name out. However, we all will go before the Lord in judgment, and that is to judge the acts that we do here on the earth. So people of God, let's get busy for Jesus. Let's get busy for God, and let us start becoming overcomers, and that we may receive an extra ruby, an extra diamond in our crown when we get to heaven and be with God in glory. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I come before you humbled this morning, giving you all glory, honor, and praise. Heavenly Father, you are our God. I pray now, Lord God, that you would come down and rest upon your people as we cry out to you on behalf of the body of Christ. On this morning, we say to you, Lord, we are overcomers. Help us all to continue to live a life of righteousness before you. And Lord, we don't want to compromise our faith and waste our Christian lives by living in carnality. We desire to do your will for your greater praise and glory. Help us to stay alert, to remain obedient to your word. Die to the desires of our flesh, and live a life for you, Christ. Thank you that your children, as your children, we are ready overcomers by faith, and that our names are written in the Lamb's book of life and can never be erased. Heavenly Father, we want to carry out the works of righteousness that you have prepared for us to do in the power of the Holy Spirit, to hear you say, well done, good and faithful servant, in the presence of God the Father and in the presence of your holy angels. Keep us pure in your word, in spirit, and in deed, unto the lives, until the end of our lives, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, O God. We just lift up holy hands and we surrender to you, Lord God. We put our faith and our hope and our trust in you alone. You are the great I am. There is absolutely nothing too hard for you to do, God. You are Jehovah Jireh. All things are possible through you, Heavenly Father. So this morning, God, we lift up holy hands and we surrender to you for being everything we need you to be for us this morning. Lord, we promise we will walk upright before you. I ask, oh God, that the word of the Lord would come to each and every individual on this prayer line. Today, God, let the word be a lamp unto our feet, a light unto our path. Lead and guide us in the way of righteousness, Heavenly Father. Encamp your angels around about us, Lord God, in our homes, around our families, around our loved ones right now. Lord God, that no weapon would be formed against us. Whatever the enemy tries to trick us with on today, however he tries to trick us, it will not prosper, Lord God. Lord, let your light shine so bright when you lead us in the path of righteousness that you will take us around our enemies, take us around danger. Keep us, oh Lord God, from danger, seen and unseen, hurt, harm, and injuries of every sort, of every kind, oh God. Keep our schools safe from catastrophes, from gun violence. Keep our children safe on today, Lord God, we pray. Oh God, be with your people. Be with us wherever we are, Lord God. Hear the cry of your people right now, Lord God. I don't know what the cry is of your people, Lord, but you said we were overcomers. And so today, Heavenly Father, we break and destroy every stronghold. We cast down every negative imagination, every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God. And we bring into captivity every thought right now of ours. Bring our thoughts into alignment with your thoughts, Lord God. Bring our hearts into alignment with your ways, Lord God, that we can be the true examples of who you are as you order our steps on today. As people see the change in our lives. And Lord God, if they see we're no longer the way we used to be, we no longer do the things we used to do, we no longer act the way, in the bad way that we used to act, but Lord God, it's all for the good. All things have worked out for the good of them who love you, God. So Father, do a transformation on us this morning. Transform our hearts. Transform our way of thinking. Transform our mind, oh God. Transform our mouth, Lord God, that we will no longer speak evil against one another. We won't tear each other down, but we'll build one another up. We are overcomers, oh God. We will no longer be gossipers. We will no longer have prejudice in our heart towards one another. We will no longer walk in hatred. We have been loosed from the spirit of anger. We release it now in the name of Jesus. By the help of the Holy Ghost, Lord God, go now into our homes. Come now, God, into our hearts. Come now, God, into our thought process. Change us, Lord God. Let us surrender to you and welcome you back. Come now, God. We welcome you into our homes right now. We welcome you into our hearts right now, Lord God, to do the transformation, the change, that we can say proudly, I am an overcomer. When others say, who, what happened to you, Lord God, we'll be able to say, because of Jesus Christ, because of the Holy Ghost that has resided inside of me, because the Holy Ghost has checked me, because the Holy Ghost is helping me, I'm able to put down those cigarettes. I'm able to put down that marijuana. I'm able to put down foolish and childish ways, Lord God. I used to be a child, and I no longer think like a child. I no longer act like a child. I put away childish things, God. I'm no longer going to act like I'm not a child of God. I am a mature adult in you, Heavenly Father, and thank you, Heavenly Father, for giving me the Holy Spirit to help me this morning. Lord God, those that don't have the Holy Ghost to help them, we ask right now, Lord God, that you would fall fresh upon them and fill them up right now with all spiritual wisdom, knowledge, revelation, understanding in who you are. Lord God, you said we can do all of these wonderful things in the church. We could pretend to be all of these great things in the church, Lord God, but in the world, we're not acting like we are when we're in church with you. So God, forgive us and let our lives line up with your spiritual lives. Let the Holy Ghost help us change where I am weak, God. I need you. I need the Holy Ghost to be strong and to help me change my ways that I can say, God, I am an overcomer. And when I come before the throne of grace, oh God, I will find mercy and find grace in a time of need. Father, this morning we are in need of help from you. We are in need of help of overcoming. We are in need of help in raising our children. We will no longer yell and scream and abuse our children. We will no longer belittle our children, but we will lift them up in the name of Jesus Christ. The children that we raise will see us a transformation taking place in our lives. They will no longer see, mommy used to be this way, daddy used to be this way, but one day you'll be able to tell them how you overcame anger, how you overcame abuse, how you were able to overcome being abused as a child, that you are not going to carry that on into your adult life and treat your children the way you were treated. But God, give them, Lord God, the help that they need through the Holy Ghost to make that transformation. Put it in our hearts to want to change this morning, Lord God. Put it in our hearts that we will change. Today, God, we surrender to you. And you alone. I want to hear you say, God, well done, good and faithful servant. I want to hear you say, Lord God, well done, Well done, my good and faithful servant. You overcame the obstacles that the enemy put in your life. You made a conscious decision to worship me in spirit and in truth. You made the choice to not follow the world, but to follow me, to follow Christ. And so that, God, we give you glory. We give you praise. Oh, God, this morning, we thank you, Heavenly Father, for every struggle that we may be dealing with on today. And there are many, and I don't know them. I have no clue. I only know my struggles. But if you could cry out to God right now, and ask the Heavenly Father to let the Holy Ghost help you right now with whatever you are struggling with, whatever your weakness may be, pray that God would let you, allow you to overcome that thing today. That yokes will be destroyed because of the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Heavenly Father, I pray. I release the Spirit of the living God on each and every individual on this prayer call this morning. Let them receive your Spirit on today. Let them walk in the anointing that breaks and destroys yokes, that they will no longer be hindered, that they will no longer be bound by satanic, demonic spirits that come to frustrate, hinder, hurt, and destroy them in the name of Jesus Christ. For the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. We no longer give him permission to run our minds, to run our lives. We loose ourselves from every band of wickedness, undo us from these heavy burdens, set us free from the spirit of oppression, break and destroy from the root our past. Break and destroy every yoke off of us now, God, that we may walk free. For he whom the Son has set free is free indeed. And I decree and declare we are free by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimonies. I decree and declare we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus, who strengthens us, not by might, nor by power, but by the Spirit of the living God. Strengthen your people on today, God. Give us the courage to walk upright before you, for you are our God. You are our Lord. You are our Savior. We will lift up our eyes to the hills from which cometh our help. God, all of our help comes from you. So, Father, today we surrender. Today we're overcomers. Today, we put our trust in you. Today, we're going to walk in the knowledge and the power, oh God, in which you have given us on today. Today, Lord, we're going to listen for your voice. We're going to be obedient to what we hear. We thank you, God, for giving us the courage we need to be obedient, to be overcomers, to make you proud. And for that, we thank you, God. We thank you that our name is not being blotted out of the book of life. We thank you, God, that we will wear our crown in heaven with you, and our garments will not be spotted, but our garments will be clean and white as snow, and our crowns will be as shiny as can be because of the great works we did for you in the earth. We will not denounce your name. We will proclaim who you are. We will walk upright before you in the land of the living. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I pray. I want to thank you all for being on this call with me this morning. I pray that God blesses you, and that whatever your struggle may be, or whatever your struggle used to be, that you will give God the glory, the praise, the honor for bringing you out. I know he's brought me out of a mighty, mighty lot of things, and I'm so grateful. I need to take time to say, God, thank you. Thank you for bringing me out. Thank you for I'm no longer that way. I'm no longer struggling with that. And now, God, I invite you into my life to help me with whatever it is I'm struggling with today, that I can be looked at by others, not just in the church, but in the world, and they can see the Christ in me, which may be the only Christ they'll ever see. Let me continue to be a witness for you, God. Let me continue to walk upright before you, God. Let me breathe when others come to get under my skin before I speak. Let me think before I speak. And in the name of Jesus again, I want to give God glory, praise, and honor for Dr. Ann Mercer for putting this prayer line together. I, of course, want to bless Bishop and Dr. Mary House. I cover them in the name of Jesus. I ask that God would put his angel, send his angel to protect them, to encamp around about them, to watch over them, to bless them with new strength, new mercies, and new grace on today. I ask that he would give them favor and let them be of quick understanding in the fear of the Lord. I pray, Lord God, that your angels will watch over them and encamp around about their household, their children, their grandchildren. Watch over the Mountaintop Faith Ministry family and all the ministry workers and all the ministry leaders that are on this line. We give Bishop Clinton House and Dr. Marielle House all. We thank God for them. We lift them up on today. We bless you, God, for them. And we thank you for this prayer call. I am going to end this now. If you are interested, please be interested in tuning in mountaintopfaithministries.com, MFM.org. You can look us up online. We're on Facebook. We have Bible study at 7 p.m. on Wednesdays. We have 9 a.m. church services on Sundays. God bless you all. May the Lord bless you and keep you on this amazing day. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. And God bless you all. Bye-bye.